let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Richard Olfanovic was born and lived through his youth in a country that was occupied by Hitler's military, then the Russians, and finally the communist government of his country. His quest for liberty inspired him to find freedom, which led to his crossing the Iron Curtain on foot in the middle of the night. While in Germany, it became possible for him to come to the United States to realize his quest for freedom. My Life and Escape from Communism is his story. Richard, an engineering management consultant, registered previously as an engineer in Rhode Island and in North Carolina. He has a bachelor's degree in engineering from the University of Berkeley, a master's degree in business from the University of Southern California, a member of the American Water Works Association, a fellow of the American Society of Engineers. He's lived and worked in California, Rhode Island, and North Carolina, and overseas as a consultant and as an engineering manager for various municipalities. He was born in Europe, formerly Czechoslovakia, and came to the U.S. as a young man. Richard is author of the gripping memoir, My Life, Escape from Communism, our guest on today's This Week in America. Richard, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program today.
Thank you.
This is such a fascinating story and a story so well written in your book, My Life and Escape from Communism. Let's start with the very basics. Why did you decide to write this book and to share your story?
I wrote the book to share with those who will read it and read the history of communism in my country and compare that with where the United States is going today. If one stays silent in America, America could become communist.
You know, it's fascinating as you're reading, you start putting today's news in context with what you're talking about, what you witnessed growing up, including the rise, the evolution of Hitler during this period. It's such a fascinating read, My Life and Escape from Communism. What affected you while being exposed to occupying forces, Germans, Russians, and local communists? You were through so much as a young man. What were you exposed to?
I felt oppressed and questioned my life living under the occupation of Germans, who were winning most of the wars and most of the battles. And Hitler was occupying most of Europe and took Czechoslovakia.
In the book, you talk about what life was like during that period. What caused you personally to question your life under these conditions? You didn't accept the conditions. You were, even as a young man, questioning the conditions you had to live under. What caused you to question those?
Well, I wondered how communism would affect me and my family.
Because the impact is so long-lasting on the quality of life. At what age did the occupation of the Germans impact you? At what point of your life? How old were you during that period?
At the age of 14, the Germans took me out of school. When my clothes got tattered, they issued us discarded German uniforms, which had no insignias on it, and wooden clogs to wear. And we had to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All of that in Richard's book, My Life and Escape from Communism. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Richard Rafanovic, our guest on the program, that's Rafanovic, if you're Googling information on the book, My Life and Escape from Communism. What happened? How did life change after the Germans were losing the war?
Well, as we were in the camp, we heard gunfire. And suddenly, Russian Mongol troops came to the camp and assumed we were German soldiers because we wore the discarded German uniforms, and they put us on a train to take us to Siberia. The Americans bombed the train because it had swastikas on the roof, and the Russians scattered, and I jumped off the train, ran into the woods, and kept running for hours in order not to be caught.
Just such a chilling story that is written and described so well in Richard's book, My Life and Escape from Communism. What did you do after you escaped?
I knew I needed to head west to cross the border and get into Germany.
What caused you to cross the Iron Curtain? I'm just fascinated by that process. What caused you to try to do that, to cross the Iron Curtain?
Well, before I did that, I thought what my choices were. And I had three choices. One was to join the French Foreign Legion in Africa, or go to Argentina, where at that time, as the Germans were losing the war, most Germans escaped to at the end of the war, or cross the Iron Curtain. My decision was to cross the Iron Curtain.
What was it like in the thought process and choices again you had to face when you were in Germany? What was that like? What's going through your mind as you're deciding what you're going to do?
I didn't know what to do. But because I spoke several languages, I got a job with the International Refugee Organization as a translator, because I spoke English and I understood most of the other languages that refugees spoke. And while working, I got an opportunity to go to America.
We'll talk about that in a second, but I'm just so anxious to hear your thoughts as you're coming to America. This is this land of hope, a land of opportunity. How did you feel when you saw the Statue of Liberty? This is not just something on the shore you're seeing when you're coming into New York. This is a symbol that's there that, okay, this is an answer to a prayer. This is your hope for the future. What was it like when you actually saw the Statue of Liberty?
Well, after several days on the ship, approaching America, I saw a tall statue with a flame in its hand. It was the Statue of Liberty. It was emotional. I felt I had arrived in a country where there would be an opportunity to succeed if you worked hard.
You know, I could see and we do a video version of the program, and you'll find it on our YouTube channel. The interview with Richard will be there if you go to our website and click on the videos. I could see a smile on your face when I was actually asking about the Statue of Liberty. That really was life-changing for you. Being there and what that symbolized, the new world that was opening for you, because all those liberties that you lost, suddenly you had personal freedom here.
Well, that's exactly what it represented. It represented that I came to a country where I could succeed if I tried and worked hard, not simply obeying communist rules.
Yeah, it was all pretty much in your hands. And I mentioned the background with the bachelor's in engineering, the master's degree in business from the University of California. You had that opportunity and you took full advantage of that. When you got to the United States, what was the final destination and what did you have to do?
Well, they shipped me to San Francisco, but the conditions were I had to pay back for the trip and I had to work 6 months farm labor. So after working on a chicken farm in Sunnyvale for 6 months and pay off the trip from Hamburg to the final destination, I completed these obligations. Once done, I returned to San Francisco, where the life in the promised land began.
And you tell it so well in the story, the great success of getting to the United States, but going through so much to get to that point. The book by Richard Rafanovic, My Life and Escape from Communism. You say in the beginning of the book, my story would describe my quest for physical, intellectual, and political freedom. Talk about that, because I think for so many of us that have grown up here, we sort of take that for granted. That wasn't the case as you were growing up with what you were going through, and certainly not the case in many countries of the world now.
Well, all my life, I felt I could succeed if I tried and if I worked hard. No matter how difficult it may be. Not trying meant you would never find out whether you would succeed or fail. So my theme and my objective in life was to go no matter how dangerous it is, no matter how unknown it is, no matter how difficult it may became. And that is what guided my life during my escape, while I was in on my trip, and here in the United States as well.
You talk in the book, chapters dealing with your first confrontation, chapters dealing with forced labor by the Germans. I would almost think your life growing up was one of what constant fear. Is that safe to say that there was a lot of intimidation and fear that you had to deal with?
Well, when the Germans took us out of school, they didn't say anything. They just loaded us on a truck. Of course, they had their, you know, Jeep vehicles leading and following the convoy. And, you know, we thought we're going on a field trip.
Yes.
But soon I realized that wasn't so, because every time they stopped, they made sure that we were in an open field so we couldn't scatter and escape.
With us on the program, a few minutes left, it's going by way too quickly, Richard Rafanovic. He's the author of the book, My Life and Escape from Communism, born and lived throughout his youth in a country that was occupied by Hitler's military, then the Russians, finally the communist government of his country. It's a compelling story, a gripping story. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly to the Amazon site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You grow up through, and I'm still fascinated by this in Germany, the propaganda machine, the rise of Hitler. Tell us what we should learn from those lessons. Many of us learn those in school. We forgot about them, or we think they could never happen to us here. And in your book, we really have to compare what you went through with what's happening in the country today. What was it like living through that, the propaganda machine, the rise of Hitler, who all of a sudden was totally out of control?
Well, most people found safety by staying silent. And it was even so bad that parents were afraid to talk about it at home because the children were always on the liberal side, and they were concerned that if they said something, that they would be turned in. And as far as I'm concerned, silence is what we here in America cannot afford if we see the way the country is turning. They use the term socialist, but that's just a synonym for communist.
And that's something that you highlight in your book, the history of communism in your country and comparing it to where we are in the United States today. It's a compelling read, My Life and Escape from Communism. What has this process been like for you to go back with your memories and to write the book? What has it been like for you?
To me, it means that we here in the United States should not and cannot stay silent when the libertarians and the left-wingers are using nice talk to confuse the public. And in my humble opinion, silence is the death of liberty.
And we will leave it with that. You've said that several times, and it's resonated both times. There is a danger in silence. That's sort of a warning to all of us. The book is My Life and Escape from Communism by Richard Rafanovic, and that's Rafanovic. Book available at Amazon. Richard, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.